Hi, thank you for tuning into the Playgirl Diaries. I hope you all had a great week. Happy Sunday and happy December. It is Sagittarius season, so happy birthday to all of the Sagittariuses listening. I hope you have an amazing birthday. And yeah, it's the last month of 2022. It's almost 2023, so have a great December. Because it's the last month of 2022, and it's a new month, today I wanted to talk about the new month reset. You could also do weekly resets, but this is kind of just a very big list of things that you could do this month. At the beginning, like this week or next week or whatever. Things that you could do to make your life easier and kind of just set you up for success. Reset things, make everything feel fresh and new and just kind of, I don't know how to explain it. It's just a good, well-needed reset. So starting off, we're going to start off small, and that is with cleaning out your phone. This is something that I think not a lot of people talk about enough. It's actually really important. My phone gets so cluttered and it's so annoying to try to find stuff in my camera roll, find stuff in my text messages, find stuff in my email even. So I think it's really important to kind of go through your camera roll and your contacts and just delete things that you're not using, or delete things that you accidentally screenshotted or you saved and you don't even need it, because it just gets so cluttered and then you lose the things that you do want to find. So I would definitely say clean out your phone. It can be a little annoying, but just put on your favorite show, put on your favorite music, and really, like, just clean it out. Go through your camera roll, delete the screenshots, delete the things that you decided you don't want to post. It'll free up storage and it'll free up your mind, and it's just so nice to do. I hate when my camera roll is full of things that I'm just like, why is this even here? And I get a lot of random photos in my camera roll because I really like to post on Instagram, on Tumblr. And like, I'll save stuff for fashion inspiration, for mood boards, for Pinterest boards. And then I never end up posting it or using it. And it just sits in my camera roll and takes up space. So it's really important for me to go through and delete all of those, so they're not taking up space and cluttering my mind and like cluttering my inspiration for things that I want to create. And then I think it's also important to declutter your apps, your contacts, and your email. So doing all of that, definitely going to help you just like not feel so suffocated when you're on your phone. Because sometimes for me, if you like to post on Tumblr or anything where you're kind of saving a lot of photos and getting inspiration from them and like making different boards with them, it's really hard when you have so many saved because you're losing the photos that you really did want to post. And it's just like so crowded with different things. And you can't really find inspiration when it's like that. So it's not good. So clean out your phone. It's a pretty easy thing to do. It's really chill. And it is definitely useful. It seems a little tedious, but it is really useful. Or your laptop or your iPad. Whatever you use a lot, pick one and just go through it and clean it out. It might take a couple days to like thoroughly do it, but it is so worth it. Okay, so the next things that I think are really important for a new month reset. Sit down and reflect. So reflect on what has been working for you and what has not been working for you. Think about all of the things that you've been doing in your life. Say you started a new skincare routine that you've been doing every single day. You're doing a new study routine, like you're going to a new spa and you're studying every day or however many days a week. Think about, okay, is this really working for me or am I just doing it to do it? Do I like this skincare routine or would it be more beneficial for me to stop doing that and try something new? Think about your studying routine. Is it actually helping you learn more and remember more things for your test? Or is it kind of just something you've been doing? Like, are those things that you've been doing really beneficial? Or should you think of something new to do? You know, take action and change whatever you need to change. If you think that maybe your skincare routine isn't working as good as it should be, do some research. Think of some products that you want to try. Maybe go out and buy those products and change up your skincare routine a little bit. If it's studying, okay, if you've been studying at Starbucks, maybe say, okay, well, that's obviously not working for me, so let me try studying at home. Just figure out what has and what hasn't been working for you, and just like tweak it if you need to. It could be big things or small things. This could also be for like meal prepping or diet changes. If you changed your diet and you find out that you're always hungry and you're always craving certain foods, switch your diet around a little bit. Maybe like eat more. Maybe eat more. So then you're not as hungry throughout the day. Allow yourself to have more sugar since you've been craving it so much. Allow yourself to have like so much per day. And then you won't be craving it as much. Basically, just think about everything that you've been doing to try to make yourself better or to do certain things. And just think if it's been working or not. And if it's been working, keep doing that. And if it hasn't, make a plan of what you can do to make it work in the future. Another thing that you can reflect on is reflect on your spending habits. This is really important, especially right now. We're going into the new year and we're about to have a major holiday if you do celebrate it. There's Christmas, there's Hanukkah, and then there are also many, many other holidays and birthdays that require spending money. So just see where your money is going. Look at your bank statements. Go on your phone, go to the bank, wherever you get that information from, and go through it. See how much you're spending on eating out. See how much you're spending on random trips to Target, random trips to TJ Maxx, and really decide if that's where you like your money going, or if you'd rather have it sitting in your bank account. You know, just think, okay, I spent $150 eating fast food this month. Okay, think about that. You know, sorry, I lost my train of thought. I just got a text message and I read it. Anyway, okay, so think about like, okay, let me start that over. Do I really want to be spending $150 on fast food, or would I rather save that money and spend it on something else? You could buy a new pair of Uggs with that money. Maybe you've really been wanting a pair of Uggs. Okay, stop buying that fast food and save it. And then you can buy the pair of Uggs that you want. Maybe you've been wanting some new makeup. Save the money from other things and figure out how you can make it work for you to buy the things that you truly, truly want. Because sometimes I notice that I do this as well. Like, I will have tons of random trips to Target, to TJ Maxx, and I'll buy the most random stuff that I don't even really want or use or need. But then I'm being frugal when it comes to things that I actually want because they're a little bit more expensive. And sometimes all you have to do is just really look at it and plan and say, if I stop spending so much money on fast food and trips to Target, then I'd be able to afford the Uggs that I want, or I would be able to afford that new perfume that I want. So just reflect on that and see where your money is going. Be aware of it and decide if you like it going there or not. And then you can also set a budget. Like if you don't like where your money is going, set a budget. Okay, last month you spent $150 on fast food. Maybe this month set your budget for $75 a month. Because you can't be too extreme because then it's unrealistic. But do make it a little bit difficult so you can really push yourself and make that budget and save that money. Definitely do that. I think that's really important for the new month and just to see where your money's going. It's important because sometimes we just don't even realize how much money we're spending mindlessly on certain things. And like I said, I do that too. Like I'll just go shopping and I'll be like, oh, I like this, I like this. It's only $10. Like that's nothing. But then it just adds up. And at the end of the month, you're like, oh, that's where that money went. And it's just good to be conscious of where that money's going. The next thing that I have is make a list of things that you want to accomplish this month. Doesn't have to be crazy long. It can literally be so simple. It can be a habit that you want to break. It can be gain 5 pounds, lose 5 pounds, get an A on your test, perfect a recipe, save $200, save $500, save $1,000, whatever is within your budget. You know, if you want to save some money, write that in there. Learn a new skill. Those are just examples that I have, but it's specific to you. Just something productive that you think is going to better you and help you out in the long run. Make a list of those goals, because it's good. It's just a good way to see the future. Sorry, I got too close to the mic. See the future, see what you want to do, and then you have a clear vision. It's not blurry. It's not jumbled around. You're not thinking, oh, well, I want this, 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 and this. It's laid out right in front of you. You see exactly what you want to do, and then the next step is just thinking about how you're going to get those things. For example, if the goal is gain 5 pounds or however many pounds, you obviously need to eat more food, eat more calories, eat more protein. And if you want to lose 5 pounds, then what you're going to need to write down to do that is, you know, eat less calories and work out more, be more active. So just make the list of goals you want to accomplish, productive things that you want to do, and then write down how you are going to do them. You need to make a very clear plan of action, or else, like I said, those things can get jumbled, they can get lost, they can literally just float away. Today, you can be so motivated to do something and know exactly how and why you're going to want to do it, but if you don't have a clear plan wrote out and you don't keep coming back and revisiting it, in a week, you're going to forget that it's even there. I have done that so many times. I will be so prepared and so ready to do something, have my mind set on it. And then in 2 weeks, I'll be like, oh, what even happened to that? I forgot that I was supposed to start working out and eating healthy. I forgot that I was supposed to start saving money. So make the list and then plan accordingly. And not only that, like I said, remind yourself of the goals that you planned, because the month will go on and you'll forget all about them. You need to revisit these lists that you make weekly, maybe even more. You can set reminders in your phone. You can keep a calendar hung on your wall where you're going to see it every day. You can keep a goal list, like, wrote down, just hanging on the wall with a tack or a piece of tape. Just everything that you want to get accomplished this month, right next to your bed, in your bathroom, wherever you're going to see it every day, because it's so important for you to keep looking at those, because then you're really thinking about, okay, how am I going to get these goals? I need to do something every single day to get these goals that I want. Every single day I need to do something to make sure I get an A on my test, or every single day I need to do something to make sure that I learn how to do that new skill. If you want to learn how to sew, if you want to learn how to cook or bake or whatever, you got to do something small every day to achieve those goals. The next one that I have is also a list, but this one's actually fun. This one is very, very fun. I love to do this, especially in these like eventful months like December, November, October, where there's like fun stuff to do, like go to haunted houses, the apple orchard, and now like ice skating, looking at Christmas lights, going Christmas shopping, etc. So I love doing this, but this is make a list of things that you want to do this month. Fun things, not goals, not like productive things, fun things that will be enjoyable for you. At least 3 fun things that you want to do, and then plan them. Get your planner, get your calendar, see what days you work, see what days you have class, whatever, and plan the fun things that you want to do. Get in touch with the people you want to do them with, and actually sit down and plan them. So I made a little list as an example. This isn't like exactly what I want to do, but I just made it. So it could be something like this. Go see a new movie. try a new restaurant, go bowling, go to the arcade, go to Dave and Buster's, go to the amusement park. I mean, you can't really do that now, but still. Go ice skating, have a girls' night, bake something new, make a new recipe. Stuff like that. Just anything fun that you've been thinking, like, oh, I would really love to do that. Make a list of those things that you want to do. And this can also go hand in hand with, like, the budget thing. Think about what you want to do. Like, okay, say you do want to go try a new restaurant. If you know the restaurant's really expensive, save money in other ways so then you can make sure you can go to that restaurant this month. But yeah, it's super fun to do this, and it doesn't really take any thought. Like, you can do some research and see if there's anywhere you want to try or go to. I love doing that, like, seeing if there's any new restaurants or boba spots or coffee shops. Just look it up, find some places that look good, find some things that look fun to do, and make a list of them. Or, like, if one night you just want to have a sleepover with your friend or a movie night with your friend or your significant other, write that down, text them, and put it on your calendar, and bam, it's planned out, and you'll have a fun night planned this month. So, yeah. And then that way, at the end of the month, you're not like, oh, I really wanted to go and do that thing, but I forgot, or I didn't have time, or nobody wanted to go with me. Because, like the goal list, it might just slip your mind and you might completely forget. So it's really important that you sit down and take the things that you want to do seriously and make sure that you get to do the things that you want to do. Go have that fun. Go do those things. Go spend time with your friends, your family, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever. And write it down. Like I said, it's really fun to do that. I only have a couple more. I didn't want to make it too long because I am gonna do kind of a part two that's also preparing for the new year. But now we're getting away from the planning part of it. We're going into the, like, cleaning and, like, making space kind of part. So the next thing is deep cleaning. You need a deep clean. A monthly reset is not a monthly reset without a deep clean of some sort. If you can, deep clean something new every Sunday or whatever day you have off or whatever day you have time. Maybe 1 week you want to do your closet or your pantry. 1 week you want to do your room. 1 week you want to do your car. 1 week you want to do your bathroom or, like, the closet in your bathroom. Whatever you have that you want to deep clean. I think that is a great idea. For every single week, you can get one of those accomplished. And then you could just do that every month. Every month, just, like, do one each week. Or do all of them in the same day. Whatever is easier for you to do. But it is really important because it's another thing that's just going to clutter your mind and make you less motivated. It's not going to inspire you. If you go into a room and it's filled with clutter and mess, it's going to be overwhelming and almost uncomfortable. It's not going to inspire you or make you motivated. And you're also not going to enjoy being in that space because it's just going to be, like, worrying almost. For me, when stuff is very, very cluttered or just messy, it's, like, almost worrying to me because it's just, like, I feel like I can't relax sometimes. It's like, oh yeah, I'm trying to relax, I'm trying to enjoy this movie, but my room is so messy and it's all I'm thinking about in the back of my mind. And, you know, it's just irritating. So do those deep cleans. And for your room especially, like, do a deep clean. Wash all of your bedding, of course, your sheets, your pillowcases, your comforter, your blankets, everything. Wash it. Vacuum, of course. Vacuum your whole house. Vacuum your room. Obviously, you should do that more than once a month, but I'm just saying it's part of the deep clean. Sanitize and disinfect. Disinfect things that you normally just kind of forget about or brush off. Get those hard-to-reach places. Get in those crevices. Whatever area you're deep cleaning that day, disinfect it. And then also dusting is so important. Like, make sure you're dusting wherever you're doing that deep clean. Dust everywhere, mop if you need to, sweep if you need to, like everything that you can do, do it. And just get that deep clean. It will make you feel so much better. And then you won't have to worry about it for like a pretty good amount of time. You'll be set and you won't even have to worry about it. You'll still have to tidy up and do little things, but you won't have to worry about getting down on your knees and scrubbing and mopping and sweeping and doing all of the stuff that's very, very hard work and very tiring. You'll just have it out of the way and it'll feel super, super good. And then kind of goes hand in hand with the deep cleaning, but this is a closet and a clutter clean out. I try to do this as often as possible. Sometimes it's hard for me to get rid of stuff. Sometimes it's not. That's why I like to do it like pretty often, because sometimes I'll just be like, okay, yeah, I'm ready to get rid of this, this, and this. And then other times I'm not ready to get rid of it. So, closet and clutter clean out. Go through your items, your closet, your dresser, you know, just things in your home. Just like look through them. See if you really want them, if it's really serving you, and if it really has a purpose, or if it's just taking up space. So if you're doing like your clothing, try things on. Don't just look at it. Try them on. Because a lot of times there will be something that you think that you really like and want to keep and love, and then you try it on and it's like a whole different piece of clothing. So once you try it on, the entire thought of it might change. So you might actually really want to get rid of something that you've been saving, but you just don't know it because you haven't tried it on. So go through all of your clothes and try things on. If you don't want them anymore, you can donate them, you can sell them, you can give them to a friend, literally anything. Like you have all of those options, and it's not worth it to have it sitting in your closet taking up space when it's literally just a waste of space when you could be donating it to somebody or selling it or giving it to a friend or someone. But if there is something that you're not really sure about, and like say it's very sentimental, or you think it might be worth something one day, or you don't know, you just like it, but you're just not feeling it right now and you don't want it in your space right now, don't just give it away right away, because there have been some things that I gave away too quickly. And for things that you're really, really not sure about, just store it away. Don't leave it in your space, but also don't get rid of it. Store it away in a tote or a bag or something. You can put it in your garage, in your attic, and wherever you keep your extra things, just store those items away if you're not ready to part with them, but you don't really wear them often, and come back to it. Store it away and come back to it in a couple weeks or about a month. And if you're still not sure, give it away. Like if you're really, really not sure and you really want to hold on to the item, but it's also kind of taking up space, like I said, store it away, come back to it in a couple weeks, come back to it in a month, at most a month, and then make a decision. Because you might fall in love with it again, or you might still think, eh. And if you still are thinking like, eh, then you probably shouldn't have it, because it's just like, why? It's literally just taking up space in your closet. So you need to get rid of it. Yeah. The less clutter that you have, the better. It's just that simple. Get the old stuff out so the new stuff can come in. Especially right now with the holidays, you're probably going to be getting some gifts. So get rid of that old stuff so you can make room for the new stuff. And also get rid of that old stuff so you can have room to put the gifts or the wrapping paper or the whatever that you're going to be giving to other people. Because you do need places to store that kind of stuff as well. And if you have clutter everywhere and mess everywhere and everything is kind of just piling up, you're not even going to have room to put the stuff that you're gifting away. So, yeah. Closet and clutter clean out, super important. Yeah. And I know that there are some people who don't really think that storing it away is a good idea, but for me, And I think for other people, it's definitely useful because sometimes you're just not ready to completely give something away, but you also don't need it in your space right now. So just get a tote, whatever you have, and just like put it away to where you can't see it, out of sight, out of mind. And if you haven't thought about it within that time that it was put away, then it's probably time to part with it. Anyway, moving on from the cleaning and the clean out, the last thing that I have is make a journal entry for the past month. So this one is November, obviously. And just write anything and everything about November. Write what you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy, things that you did, things that you ate, places that you went, people that you hung out with, people that you seen, feelings that you felt. You know, just like spill your feelings, tell your journal how you feel. It's just therapeutic, and it's just like a good thing that you'll have to look back on and read it. And it's just a really good way to get in touch with yourself and see what you really went through that month. And it kind of just opens your eyes and your mind to like what you went through or what you did. And it's also just fun. And it's just, like I said, a good way to get in touch with yourself even more. Kind of just ask yourself like what you've been proud of from the last month. Was there any accomplishments that were super important to you? Write them down and really like make yourself feel proud of that. And also ask yourself what you want more of that you experienced last month. Say you went out and did more stuff. Maybe you want more of it next month. And like what you want less of. So if you fought with your significant other a lot, or if you weren't getting along with your family, or you were eating a lot of junk food and it was making you feel really terrible, then you would write that you don't want that stuff next month. Yeah. Basically just that. And what you enjoyed from the month. Basically, like I already said, just your favorite parts of last month. And what was the most fun thing that you did last month. And I don't know if I already... No, I already said that one. Never mind. But yeah, writing down what was the last... the last things that you did last month or the best things that you did last month. I'm sorry, it is very late at night and I'm very tired. That is basically everything. I'm trying to think of other things for the journal entry, but really just like whatever you want, just write it down. Think about everything that you did last month and make a whole page dedicated to that. Because your future self is going to thank you when they go back and read it. It's going to be really fun to look back and see what you did. And it's going to be really helpful thinking about the things that you enjoyed versus the things that you didn't enjoy. So yeah, thank you so, so much for tuning in to the Playgirl Diaries. And I hope everybody listening has a great December. Happy holidays. My next podcast will be out this week. It's going to be either the New Year prep, or I also have another one for how to transform yourself. So if you would like to listen to those, they will be out very, very shortly. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great week. Bye.